Nathan Fletcher officially resigns from San Diego County Board of Supervisors. San Diego, in his first public statement since leaving the state to enter a rehabilitation clinic, former San Diego County Supervisor Nathan Fletcher officially resigned from the position on May 15, apologizing for his actions but denying he committed any crimes. Fletcher announced on March 29 his plans to resign, while also admitting to an affair with a Metropolitan Transit System employee who is suing him for alleged sexual assault and harassment. "I own, unequivocally, the responsibility for making the mistake of engaging in consensual interactions with someone outside of my marriage," he said in a statement to constituents on May 15. "And while I strenuously deny the allegations you have no doubt heard levied against me, I apologize for letting down so many people important to me, my family, staff, constituents, supporters, and friends. I failed to live up to the standards I expect of myself and those which are rightly demanded of our elected officials," Fletcher said. Fletcher was one of the most powerful politicians in the county when he announced on March 26 that he was entering a treatment center for post-traumatic stress, trauma, and alcohol abuse, and was abandoning a planned run for state senate. Days later, he announced plans to resign his seat altogether, setting his departure date for May 15. The plaintiff in the lawsuit against Fletcher, former Metropolitan Transit System Public Information Officer Grecia Figueroa, alleges that Fletcher groped her on two occasions and pursued a sexual relationship with her for months before she was abruptly fired on the day Fletcher announced his state senate candidacy. Figueroa alleges that beginning in 2021, Fletcher began stalking her social media account, then sought to meet with her privately on several occasions. On two of those occasions, she claims he assaulted her. The complaint alleges Figueroa was intimidated by the dynamic Fletcher had created and says she felt pressured to reciprocate Fletcher's advances because she knew he had authority as both a career politician and as chair of the MTS board to destroy her career at MTS and to potentially humiliate her publicly if she made him angry. She alleges that on February 6, she was fired during a closed-door meeting and believes that MTS terminated her employment because she was sexually harassed by defendant Fletcher. The lawsuit filed in San Diego Superior Court alleges sexual assault and battery and sexual harassment by Fletcher. It also names the MTS as a defendant and alleges sexual harassment, failure to prevent sexual harassment and retaliation, and whistleblower retaliation. Fletcher denied Figueroa's charges, claiming the affair was consensual. Fletcher resigned on April 4 as MTS chair. "I fully support the independent investigation underway by MTS and know it will show that I had absolutely nothing to do with this individual's employment or termination," he said. "However, due process and legal proceedings do not move at the speed of public opinion, and this issue will take several years to fully resolve. It is most important that the vital work of the county government continue without distraction." The other four members of the County Board of Supervisors earlier this month voted unanimously to hold a special election on August 15 to fill the District 4 seat vacated by Fletcher on May 15. If no candidate receives a majority vote in the August 15 primary election, a special general election would be held on November 7, according to county officials. Costs could range between $3 million and $5.2 million if the county conducts a primary and general special election. "My colleagues and I voted to hold a special election to fill the vacancy on the board, and now it's time for the residents of District 4 to decide who they want to represent them," said Supervisor Joel Anderson. Monica Montgomery Stepp, a San Diego City Councilwoman who recently announced that she was seeking the District 4 seat, said a special election was the best choice despite the lack of direct representation for the next few months. "I know it's hard in this moment, but I ask you not to change course today," she added. Along with Montgomery Stepp, Marine Corps veteran Janessa Goldbeck is also a candidate for the District 4 seat. Following Monday's news, Reopen San Diego founder Amy Reichert officially declared her candidacy for the position. The foundation of my campaign rests upon the fundamental values and interests of the community I proudly represent, she said in her campaign announcement. Every voice deserves to be heard, and every person must be treated with unwavering dignity and respect. This commitment to bringing people together will be the guiding light that illuminates every decision and action I take as your supervisor.